Country Bob FM.
Bob Almanac, Terry, you're still here?
I'm here.
Okay.
Standing by.
Somebody texted in. We were talking about the obituaries.
Yes.
And somebody texted in, hey, Terry, George Burns used to say every day he'd read the obituaries in the paper, and if his name wasn't in there, it was a good day. Now, I would get that. We had a long list. Some of our obituaries on the radio station that we had so many funeral homes that were sponsors.
Yeah.
It would last upwards of 10, 12 minutes sometimes of me or somebody else just reading these. And we had to read them slowly, of course. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of people that would then talk to me and go, they listened to that. That was their favorite part of the radio station.
Yeah.
Forget about anything else. We did an almanac thing. Wasn't as good. It didn't have all the audio. It wasn't as good.
Maybe we should start doing them.
Yes.
Nah. I know, you know, growing up in Delano, they used to, the church bell would ring when someone would die and for their age.
My. Oh, okay.
So and it was really slow.
Oh, I bet.
So you would count the bells and then you would figure out who died.
Mm.
Like, oh, it must have been old.
You'd use the power of deduction there.
Yep.
But people would tell me that that was their favorite segment on the show, and they would listen to it every morning, and if they didn't hear their name, they knew it was okay to get up. That was their line. So it was very similar to George Burns.
Maybe we got to interview him, George Burns.
Oh, I bet you that had to be just fabulous.
Yeah, well, he was just sharp as a tack.
Certainly.
Just funny, funny guy.
Bob Almanac here today. We have a couple of Almanac salutes.
It is the evening of the day.
Mick Jagger's Yoko Ono early on.
Great song.
Marianne Faithfull doing the Rolling Stones song here as Tears Go By.
Smiling faces.
She has passed away. And you know, Yoko Ono made Marianne Faithfull sound like Lena Horne.
Yeah.
When it came to singing.
Yeah.
She's passed away at the age of 78. Singer, songwriter, actress, passed away Thursday in London, according to a spokesperson.
I didn't know that, huh?
Cause of death was not released. That's what a Bob Almanac salute is.
This is just like the obituaries.
Yes, it kind of is. The Rolling Stones. This is how we would read the obituaries.
Was that a hit for her, as Tears Go By?
Yeah,
was it?
Especially in the UK. WCMP has learned of the death of Marianne Faithfull of London, who passed away on Thursday at the age of 78. Marianne Faithfull is survived by longtime friend Mick Jagger, her source of leather, Keith Richards. A visitation for Marianne Faithfull will be held at Westminster Abbey on Monday morning from 11 to 1, and then again before the service on Tuesday.
Well,
that was
if Bob would send me, I would be a correspondent. I'm
We'd
sure they have
that.
The budget for it.
So Marianne Faithfull, now gone but not forgotten, and also a great figure skater.
You've seen her before the World Championships?
No.
Oh my God. Now, that was one of those. If that doesn't put a finizzle in her schnizzle, nothing else will. That was a terrible, terrible kind of spill. The worst that you can take.
Dick Button, who was a figure skater champion, and then he went on to do commentating. And what do you say, finizzle in her shizzle?
Yeah.
He was, I think that was that even before Snoop Dogg started talking like that?
Snoop stole his act.
Snoop stole the act of Dick Button, the great Dick Button. He has passed away. He was 95.
Wow. I forgot about him.
He's gone to the great triple axel in the sky.
Yeah, he's doing the sow cows or whatever they're called.
That's what it is, the triple sow cow. They did not reveal a cause from his son, Edward.
Hmm.
So Dick Button also now gone but not forgotten. Friday, January 31st, 31st day of the year, of course, Congress approved the 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution, and if you know your amendments, that's the one that abolished slavery.
Mm.
Kind of a big one.
Mm-hmm.
1965. 1928.
Don't buy tape that makes you pick at the roll. Get Scotch brand magic tape. Stick with the one you know.
Scotch tape, first marketed by 3M on this date. I think this was just the original, just plain old tape. They didn't come up with the invisible tape then later, the vanishing tape.
Yeah.
Which was huge for gifts, right? Isn't that just a big deal?
Yep. Was that out of St. Paul?
Yeah. Yeah,
wow,
3M, Minnesota
cool.
Mining and Manufacturing, if I'm not mistaken.
Huh.
3M. They produce some forever chemicals, but who doesn't? I mean, I'm probably producing forever chemicals right now. And we don't even know. Ones that don't break down. What, you disgusted by forever chemicals?
No, they are a problem. It kind of took a sad turn.
It did. But, you know, we take all kinds of turns here on the Bob Almanac. 1940 here this date.
Ida Mae Fuller knew that. She was the first to receive a monthly Social Security check. The amount, $22.54. Chances are that couldn't pay all of the bills, even in the 40s. Good thing she had other savings because she lived to be 100 years old.
Hey, Ida Fuller on this date got the first ever Social Security check.
$22.
Check number 00-000-001.
Wow.
Ida Fuller, and of course it was about 5 years ago that prior to that, in 35, that FDR signed the Social Security Act, and then they put some money into it, and then she got a check in 1940. We'll say something positive again about 3M. I mentioned the forever chemicals. That's kind of a negative thing. Certainly, how much has the Post-it note changed our lives?
Yes.
They
no
came
kidding.
Up with that.
Yeah, they did. They've come up with a lot of stuff over there.
Oh, the innovation is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I would only buy 3M video cassettes.
Oh, I forgot
VHS.
About those.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
1958 here this day.
At Cape Canaveral, Florida, the Army's Jupiter C rocket is ready for America's second attempt to launch a space satellite. The hours-long countdown approaches zero. A moment of enormous tension, for every missile launching is still an experiment. Any one of tens of thousands of things can go wrong with catastrophic results. But all that can be done to assure perfection has been done. The moment is at hand. The countdown reaches zero.
And it was a successful liftoff of Explorer 1. They had one that exploded on the launching pad a few months before. They figured it out.
3 minutes later, Explorer is in orbit.
Yeah, Explorer in your... We were behind the Russians, though. Because in 57, they had shot up Sputnik twice.
Wow.
Sputnik 1 and Sputnik 2. This was Explorer 1, launching from Cape Canaveral. And the U.S. had finally entered the space age, this date, 1958.
Speaking of the ones that are still stuck up there.
How about that?
The woman put a thing in your hair. I can't take it anymore.
Oh, you're looking at videos from
yes.
up there. Her hair's kind of out of control in the no gravity?
No. She was speaking to a class this week.
A scrunchie. She needs a scrunchie.
She needs a scrunchie. And she said she's not sure if she'll remember how to walk when she gets back from space.
They do say that if you spend too much time up there, it changes your makeup, your molecular structure.
I wonder are they going to be okay?
They'll be forever altered.
Yeah, I would think so. Do you think they've become a couple? I mean, what's going on up there?
Terry, I didn't want to go there,
okay.
To be honest. Although that thought had crossed my mind.
Well, I mean, either that or you hate each other.
You can only go so long. So 1988 here this date.
Here to perform our national anthem is the world's favorite trumpet player, Herb Alpert.
I didn't say Al Hurt, but no, it's Herb Alpert. Listen to this. Yeah, Herb Alpert played the national anthem, Super Bowl 22, on this date. And it was 93 seconds.
I'm getting slapped back.
You're getting reverb coming back at you.
Would that confuse you?
Definitely.
Oh.
And I don't even play trumpet.
I did.
So the longest national anthem at the Super Bowl, that was 93 seconds. That's as long as it should be. It should. Reba last year did a minute 36 seconds, 96 seconds. It was Alicia Keys about 10 years ago now, a little bit more. She had one that went 2 minutes and 36 seconds, which doesn't seem long, but for the national anthem, that's too long.
Well, it's making about you.
It really
is. And
just sing the song and don't oversing it. As written, as performed,
and
as designed.
And then give them the hook.
1990 here this date.
Forget hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. Today, these Russians wanted it all. 30,000 of them, twice what anyone expected, crammed through the golden arches before the day was done.
Because I'm hungry.
Soviets are used to standing in long lines for just about anything.
Yeah,
but for Big
Mac, that really served them. They used to, stand in line for one potato under communist rule. Right, Terry?
Yes.
Here they were standing in line for a Big Mac and, well, of course, type 2 diabetes. But, I mean, hey, equal opportunity.
I wonder if it tasted the same over there.
Probably a little different.
Probably.
Much to Ray Kroc's dismay, because he wanted everything to taste. A couple of years ago, McDonald's actually got rid of, they sold their restaurants.
They
in
did?
Russia, yes. And they were rebranded. They sold them to local chains. They were rebranded called Vkusno Itokta, which translates to tasty, and that's it. That's all.
Maybe McRusky.
Tasty, and that's it. McRusky would have been good, yes.
Yeah.
The McBorsch. Try it. It's tasty.
Yum.
1999, here this date, we had a new show.
It seems today that all you see is violence in movies. And
Family Guy, still on to this day. And I bet you Seth MacFarlane thought they would easily outlive and outrun The Simpsons.
I know.
Which started 10 years prior, but they haven't. Simpsons keeps going. If I had to pick between the two, I don't know. I think Family Guy, I might pick Family Guy over Simpsons.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Do you like, whatchamacallit?
American Dad?
No. Cartman and...
Oh, South Park.
Yeah, South Park.
Yeah, I watch it every now and then.
It's pretty clever.
I didn't get into it. They have some good commentary on there, I think. Same day.
They have just announced that the MVP of Super Bowl 33 is John Elway.
So this was the Super Bowl the Vikings were supposed to be in.
And they are going to take a knee.
For the Falcons and wide left by Gary Anderson, right? Pro Player Stadium in Miami. I don't know if we would have beaten the Broncos and John Elway. I think he was just a man of destiny, Terry. Your thoughts?
I think so, too.
Both arms extended in the air.
Because he went back-to-back. He beat the Packers and he beat the Falcons.
It just would have been neat to see Bud Grant win a World Series. Or World
yes.
Series.
Well, Bud Grant wasn't coaching us. It was Denny
Green.
No,
I'm just saying
He would have been associated, yes, because he was still a consultant with the Vikings. Yes, to finally get that. For all the Vikings that had lost. Like I said,
Minnesota
I don't know if we would have beaten the Broncos, because we were kind of banged up after that NFC Championship against the Falcons. I don't know, even if we get out of there, I don't know. And then 2009.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want.
One of my favorite movies, Terry.
If you're looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money.
And of course, a great, iconic line.
I have a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
I will look for you. I will find you. And, Terry, complete the line.
I don't know.
I will kill you. Do you know the Taken movie with Liam Neeson?
I did not see that movie.
One Man Wrecking Crew.
And that was based on a true story, right? Wasn't it?
I doubt it.
Oh.
It's not one man, basically. Nobody just went out there and tore down Uzbekistan by himself.
Jackie Chan could have.
Well, he probably could have. Nolan Ryan is 78 today, the Ryan Express. Remember when he got in a fight with Robin Ventura?
I love him.
He beaned Robin Ventura, the White Sox, and Robin went after him, and Nolan Ryan put him in a headlock and then beaned his head about five or six times. Gave him some noogies.
Wasn't he something?
Yeah, he pitched well into his, he was like 46 or 47.
We named our dog after him.
Nolan Ryan is 78.
So, what's with the piece?
Right hip inside your waistband? I noticed it the other day at the lab. Now you wear it if it makes you feel better, but if push comes to shove, it's not going to help.
He was Mike Ehrmantraut. Breaking Bad, you watch that?
Breaking Bad, no.
No? Better Call Saul? No?
Better Call Saul, yeah, a little bit.
Jonathan Banks, he was the cartel guy's muscle, and then he helped out with Walter White. Mike Ehrmantraut, I remember seeing him first in the first Beverly Hills Cop when he was one of the henchmen for Richard Maitland.
Oh, wow. That
he
was
had
a
hair
long
then.
Time ago.
That was 78 here for Jonathan
Did
Banks.
Did you like Breaking Bad?
Very much. From my first K-Tel album, Music Power. Casey and the Sunshine Band. And Harry Wayne Casey, 74 today. He is Casey. This is hip music right here. This is disco that's beyond disco.
He's fun.
It's better than
fun.
Disco. It's disco plus.
Yeah.
Harry Wayne Casey, 74. This is not disco.
I want to destroy possibly because I want to be
NRK in the UK. That's what the Sex Pistols wanted. Johnny Rotten. His real name is Johnny Light, and he's 69.
Great to see you, Flanagan.
Yes,
because you know I've come to pay off my bet.
Ryan!
Gary!
What are you doing here?
I've come to beg and plead for a job.
It'd be great to get some talent behind the bar.
Talent? Tom Cruise? You jest. So that's Kelly Lynch. That's you've seen Cocktail?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
She was the beautiful blonde.
Wasn't she from Minnesota originally?
I don't know. Look it up.
I think she was.
Kelly Lynch is 66. And of course, Coughlin's Law was bury the dead. They stink up the joint. I used to say that a lot on the obituaries. That was my closing line. Come on. That's funny.
Oh, and she was born in Golden Valley.
There you go. You know it.
There you go.
Probably interviewed her. Let's go to Arrested Development here.
You spent $68 on hair conditioner?
Small price to pay for self-esteem, Michael.
She was one of the daughters, or the daughter, of the Bluth family, Lindsay Bluth, Portia de Rossi.
Oh, yeah, Portia.
Who is 52 on a number of
shows.
Is
she on those car commercials now? Get a, you know, buy an extended warranty?
Sure.
No,
that's...
She's married to Ellen.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
You're thinking of the Grace car driver.
Yes.
It was with Aaron Rodgers. I can't think of her name. Oh, Danica Patrick.
Danica Patrick. But yeah. No, she's not on that.
No. No, she's married to Ellen. Portia de Rossi, 52. That's Arrested Development.
You want to talk about equal rights? A dog can pee in the street. That's fine. Drunk uncle pees on one payphone. Gets arrested instantly.
He was a favorite on SNL, Bobby Moynihan.
Bobby Moynihan.
He was on for like 14 or 15 years. He threatened Tim Meadows' record.
Forgot about him.
He's 48.
He needs a favor.
I need to see him.
That's not possible.
He wants the favor. I do not work for him anymore. So you tell the President of the United States to make time.
In Washington, D.C., if a scandal is about to break... This is the woman who will make it disappear.
She was Olivia. Scandal. Ever watch that Scandal show, Terry?
Scandal.
Big on ABC. One of their most popular shows back in the day. We saw it every now and then. Didn't get into it too much. Kerry Washington. And this guy's pretty talented. Justin Timberlake.
We have been from the Berg and Talk Show.
Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, excuse me, Jimmy Fallon.
Talking about crazy cool medallions. Talking it up. On the back of that top top. Having fun, having fun. Having fun, having fun, having fun.
So he's playing Robin Gibb, and Jimmy Fallon is playing Barry Gibb. Justin Timberlake got going in NSYNC, and
he's
just very popular
good.
These days.
Yeah.
He was involved in the wardrobe malfunction with Janet Jackson.
Oh, that's
if you recall,
right.
Speaking of Super Bowls.
Wow, that was a long time ago.
It was. He seems like he's been a lot longer around, but he's 44.
Wasn't he a Disney kid, I think?
They all were.
Musketeers or whatever. Yeah,
because Britney Spears was.
Yeah,
and, there
and they
others.
Dated.
Well, why not? Two beautiful people
back
getting together.
Yeah.
That's the way. That's what makes the world go around. Here's Terry now with the Gons But Not Forgottens.
Well, French inventor André Jacques Garnier, born in 1769. Of course you know him. He was the first person to successfully use a parachute.
Right. How many people were there before him that were unsuccessfully used a parachute? Some people that unsuccessfully used a parachute.
Who'd volunteer?
Got to make your mark.
Yeah, I guess.
Literally, he made his mark. The other ones made other kinds of marks.
Yeah, no kidding. Actress Tallulah Bankhead, born in 1902.
And this is Black Widow.
Oh, so you're the she-devil who's been robbing us out of house and home.
Oh, you must be Chief O'Hara. What a delightful surprise.
Why don't you ask her if she'd like to go along to jail with you, Chief O'Hara?
Oh, don't ask. My heart says no. But my brain says yes, love.
Oh, she was getting a little fresh with Chief O'Hara.
Yeah, she was a great actor.
She was Black Widow on Batman, but so many other things too. And we need more people named.
Yes, absolutely.
Tallulah.
Well, you know who is? Bruce Willis's daughter.
You're right.
Bruce Willis and Demi Moore.
It's Demi.
Demi. Baseball Hall of Famer Jackie Robinson, born in 1919. He was the first African-American elected to the Hall of Fame.
And broke the color barrier. So
yes,
it only made sense that he broke the color barrier on the field and then also at the Hall of Fame, right?
And he did a lot of charity work, right? Just a great
guy. Sure did.
Everybody loved him. Tony Award-winning actress Carol Channing, born in 1921.
New Oscar Mayer select slices for deli taste a whole new way.
Deli taste is here today.
Deli taste a whole new way.
Deli will never be the same again.
Hello, Deli.
Carol Channing, she won the Tony for her performance in Hello, Deli.
Who did the best, Carol? I think Rich Little did the best.
Carol
Channing,
Rich Little. She had a low voice. I always wondered if she was a smoker, but maybe not. Baseball Hall of Famer Mr. Cub Ernie Banks, born in 1931.
Let's play two.
What?
That was his famous saying. Let's play a double.
Oh,
header.
I thought
Let's
you were going to play something. Okay.
No, I'm not playing anything.
He belted 512 career home runs and was a two-time Most Valuable Player. And he also got into the Hall of Fame on his first vote.
Why not?
Yep. Actor James Franciscus, born in 1934.
We called him Charlton Heston Light.
This used to be my home.
I can see that.
I lived here, worked here. What? What happened? What could have happened? God, did we finally do it.
So they needed to bring in a blonde that looked good without his shirt after Charlton Heston and the next Planet of the Apes movie, so they brought in James Franciscus.
What was the
He was Brent.
Was he on a TV show? Longstreet, yeah. Didn't he play a blind guy?
I don't remember that one.
I think so. I think he played a blind guy. Actress Suzanne Plachette, born in 1937.
Hello?
She's the one with the low voice.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Bob. Again, Bob
Great
Newhart.
Theme song.
Every show, he made sure to outpun his coverage by about 5 football fields.
Yeah, she was a very pretty woman. Her credits include the sitcoms Will and Grace, Good Morning Miami, and The Bob Newhart Show.
Don't forget The Birds.
The Birds?
She was in The Birds, yes.
She was?
Very young and very nice looking.
What was she? Was she the teacher?
I think she was. I remember seeing her in there.
Oh, that movie's still good. But anyway, she was born in 1937. Definitely the Marbred voice, right? Singer-songwriter Terry Kath, born in 1946.
Children play in the park. They don't know.
He had the bluesy voice for Chicago.
I'm alone.
And then when he died, they kind of went in a different direction. It was all kind of Peter Cetera and a little more of the ballads, which I appreciate. I love those. Tragic death of Terry Kath.
I'm so happy.
It's a good song.
Great song. He was one of the founding members of course, Chicago. And he committed suicide, right?
It was he's playing Russian roulette with a gun that he didn't know was.
He
was being very risky. Obviously,
yeah.
He was taking risks, and maybe it was obviously a bad decision. But he didn't know there was a round in the chamber. That's the story.
Yep. Can you imagine being the one with him, or was he alone?
No, he's at a party.
He was at a. Oh. Yeah. Yep. Well. They're all gone.
Gone.
But not forgotten.
All right. On that note.
On that note.
Terry, you going to stick around for the Bobathon?
Speaking of Terry.
Yes.
I'll stick around.
Michelle Wright, Take It Like a Man. You can start out with that one. Or Dolly Parton's Tennessee Homesick Blues. Or Travis Tritt and Country Club.
I think Travis Tritt.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River, KLCI, HD1.